Santa. Don't just stand there. Come in. Closer. Closer. Come into the light. Oh, there you are, my new carer. I know that face. I did not expect you to arrive tonight. Kindly send my regards to the clan leader the next time you speak to him. I was prepared to wait a few more weeks before your arrival, but here you are. Oh, you cannot see me. You are adorable when you call me Mom. Have you seen a vampire before? No? If you can allow me some time to observe you for a few more moments, young man, you will see me soon enough. You may not know this, but I have seen you before. A few years back, when the clan was still choosing your uncle's successor, bless his soul. To call you eccentric is an understatement. You were so cute, wearing the short skirts. You immediately took my interest. I did not know it was you they were going to choose. Well, until now. Tell me, what is your name? Moral. How appropriate. Based on what I read about you in your profile that they sent me. Short for immoral, correct? Those clan elders do have a weird sense of humor, but from what I observe, I would say it speaks more about your moral compass. How righteous you are. Your moral? Do you like your new post? Because I know before you were sent here, you were the successor to be the head of the clan. Oh, yes you do. Because you were trained for it. I am pleased to hear that. Really now? And because it is the highest honor to serve me as a clan member, I know flattery when I hear it. I feel that they sent me a very interesting man to be my carer. Now, are you ready to see me? Because I could hear how nervous you were when you entered the castle. Your heartbeat was running like a wild horse. Now it is all completely calm. Yes, good. Your courage is admirable. Well, here I am, your mistress. It is good to officially meet you. You look surprised. You did not expect my hand to be warm. Let me tell you now, I am no ordinary vampire. But for now, tell me, do you know what it entails to be my carer? Interesting answer. Be my beck and call. True, that is correct. Is that truly all right with you? Catering to my every need? You mean get me blood? Clean the castle? Fix my clothes? Yes, those are your tasks. But how about my pleasure? Will you be able to provide me that service? Yes, again. You are truly interesting. For the first time in 3,000 years, a carer actually said yes. You are different from the rest. Fearless. Exactly what I'm looking for. Then let me tell you what I truly am. You wondered why my hands are warm. Not in what you call an immortal. The kind where vampires came from. Please sit. This is going to be a long story. What do you know about the history of vampires? All of it. Let me guess. Is it about Dracula? That is the tale created by that monster, in which he is the original vampire, the first of his kind. Pathetic. The truth is, he is the youngest of my kind, a child who never knew his purpose. A long time ago, before men even had any civilization, my kind lived on an island called Atlan. Yes. That's where the tale of Atlantis came from. Like in the stories, we were an advanced civilization. We may look like men, but biologically, we are different. Same as you, we eat, we drink, yet we are able to expand our capabilities by harnessing the energy of the sun. In time, we evolve, both naturally and through technological manipulations. With each generation, we needed less and less food and water. All we needed was the power of the sun. We became stronger, faster, practically immune to everything. The shortest lifespan being 200 years. Until one day, my generation stopped aging. Once our body reached their optimal form, and they called us mortals. We celebrated for years. We perfected life. We did not know it came with a price. An irreversible effect. The slow downfall of my kind. The way we procreated changed. It started when no new child was born in a year. To control our population, a strict policy was enforced. Only a total of 12 children can be born each year. We thought it was the effect of a newfound gift. So we waited and waited. Before we knew it, every person before our generation died. We, immortals, 60 in total, watched our great city grew silent. 60 of us spent 1,000 years searching for a way to reverse all the manipulations done to our genetics. 50 of us died doing so. Most died sacrificing their essence for the cause. Some died from a mysterious disease. A disease called loneliness. Why did we not join humans? Because we were prideful. We saw men beneath us, unworthy of knowing. Another mistake. In the end, nothing can be done. We are what we are. Yet, we also discovered it is possible for us to create a child. All we had to do was give half of our life force and the use of the great engine that powers the technologies of Atlan. Knowing that it may ruin a great city, we pressed on. With great desperation, my brother gave half his life force. The first child born after 1,000 years. We've done it. Then, disaster. The city crumbled around us. The great engine shaking the very core of the planet. We flew away from our home and watched in horror as a great flood encompassed the world and Atlan disappeared. 10 immortals and a new babe landed in men's dominion 12,000 years ago. the babe in my arms, named Shakur, to atone for the destruction we caused that almost eradicated every living being on this planet. We decided to assist men, but not interfere with their history. We do not want to repeat the catastrophe that was Atlan. It wasn't until 3,000 years ago when Jakul changed it all, by using men as his genetic baseline, in hopes to return their capability to procreate. He halved his essence to 3 women, but without the power of the great engine it failed, and it backfired. He became a new being, while he himself changed into one. A vampire. Unlike immortals, vampires lost the capability to harness the sun as their energy source for their life force. It killed them. Instead, they had to leech from others. Blood, and human blood, is the most potent of all, as they are the closest to us genetically. Hence, the thirst. Their bodies demand the life essence for their bodies to remain strong, and even get stronger by intaking more. Yes, they can create more vampires by transferring their genetic makeup when their body is about to die, but at a cost. The thirst, it renders them a slave to it. By then there were only 5 of us left, including my brother. We thought it was a way forward until we saw the destruction and death Jakul cost. 2,000 years he ran wild, until my brother Illis decided to end his own son. My brother, with the aid of his own Kerr clan, the Helsings, killed Jakul. My brother died doing so. As Jakul is still part immortal, he needed to use his last life essence as strength to hold Jakul under the sun. Now, there are only 3 of us. We have spent the past 500 years creating synthetic blood for vampires and integrating them into society. And we succeeded. Camilla, one of Jakul's first creations, helped us become known as the High Elders of all vampires. Men and vampires working hand in hand to progress our civilization, while immortals stand there as their guardians. And here we are today. It has been so long to remember long forgotten memories. Reminds me why there are only 3 of us left.
I have a proposal to you. If you disagree, I can make you forget this whole conversation and never mention it again. Ensure that whatever answer you give me, you will not regret it.
I am so lonely. I do not know if I can live through another decade, accompanied by no one. Will you be my companion, to live through the ages with me, an eternity beside me? Will you do it? To be my mate. Yes, you will. Oh, my dearest. Let me show you what kind of pleasures you will receive with your immortality. Let me go down on my knees. Let me serve you, my future mate. Let me rub my face against your trousers and feel you slowly get hard for me. Oh.
I can feel you hardening against my cheek. Oh, your smell is amazing. I can smell your sperm. May I unbutton you? And unzip you. This bath is making me wet. May I pull out your cock? What a handsome cock. I am ready to have it inside me. But before that, please allow me to taste it. Yes. Thank you. I want to suckle the head of your cock. That's it. Harden even more. I can hear your pulse quickening. This cock, seeing it all wet with my saliva. Your tasty pre-cum. Fuck. You have the tastiest pre-cum I have ever tasted. So fucking sick. I'm getting water. Thinking this cock will be inside me soon.
You have stamina. Not even a twitch. The clan has truly chosen the perfect candidate for me. But I think I should satisfy you with more than just my mouth. I should put it down my throat. The way your fucking cock stretches on my throat. It feels so fucking good. Prove to me that you'll give me my pleasure. I want to feel your cock down my throat. I want you to fuck it. So take my head, grab my hair, and fuck your cock down my throat over and over again. That's it. Harder. What did you say? You do not want to come because you want to prove to me your stamina. Do not worry, my dearest. You can come down my throat. I will give you some of my blood after, and your cock will reawaken again. So do not fear it. Come, come, come for me. Brother. Fuck your cock inside my throat. Come on.
That's it. Your cum tastes amazing. Sit down. Let me get on top of you. Let me grind my pussy on your cock. Oh, fuck. Oof, I will now pierce my thumb with my fang. Ah. Here, drink this drop of blood. Suck it on my thumb. Oh, fuck. Oof. Oh, let me grind my pussy on your cock. Oh, God. You're hardening quickly again with the essence of my blood inside you. Ooh, do you feel it? The addiction upon tasting my blood. Ooh, I can feel you stronger now. For I have my blood inside you. Oh, that's it. There, do it. Tear my clothes. Yes, while I grind on top of you. Fuck. Fuck. I want your cock so badly to be inside me. Please, I want it inside me. But I want to wet your cock first with my juices. Look at that. Your cock leaking of precum. I need it inside me. I need your cock inside me. Let me go up. And slowly. Slowly. Go down. And put you inside. Oh, God. Fuck. You are stretching me. Your precum is mixing with my juices. Your essence is mixing to mine. This feels bloody amazing. Oh, there. Take my pussy. And let me squeeze it. There was good regard. Oh, God. Do you feel that? Do you like feeling that when I rub my clit on you?
while your cock is deep inside me, completely embedded inside me. Oh, fuck. 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 We do not tire. We can fuck the whole night and still need more. Are you ready for that life, my dearest? Oh, fuck. But I think there's something more I want to do. Again. I need to ensure that the man I'll be spending my eternity with will be able to completely fucking satisfy me. And let me pull you out and I'll stand up. Fuck. Follow me to the floor. Let's lay down on the carpet. Your lips are succulent. Now, let us get naked. To ensure you can actually do your task, I want you to do something. Let me get a toy that I admire men for inventing. One moment, it's under the pillow. A glint in your eyes. Yes, it is a vibrator, darling. I want you to fuck me with this vibrator in my arse while your cock pound me in my pussy. Do you think you're up to it? You are perfect. Let me get on all fours and present you the holes you will pleasure. Do not worry. I like pain. Just spit on my arsehole. Push that fucking vibrator in. Oh, naughty, naughty boy. Rubbing the head of his cock on my ass. Don't be naughty. Come on. You are a tease, darling. Naughty. Opening the vibrator right on my arsehole. Good, good! Oh, that surprised me. Pushing it all the way in one bloody truck. Oh, fuck! Come on, come on. Fuck
me with your cock inside my pussy while you do that? Come on. Ah! Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 God. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Fucking night, using me over and over again, in ages, in hundreds of years, like this, our nights filled with passion, our nights filled with cum and coming, and fucking, oh fuck. Twitching but not coming. Good, 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 good boy. Do not pull out that vibrator. Let me get on my back. It is agony to be separated from your cock. Let me get on my back. Come on. Be on top of me. Fuck me while this vibrator is still deeply fucking implanted inside me. Come on, let me. I am opening my legs for you. Watch that glistening pussy. Oh, come in. Come. Oh. God. Piston into me with such vigor. I want you to come inside me. Give it to me. Give it to me, I demand it as your mistress. Give me that gun. Do you understand? So fuck me as hard as you want. I enjoy the pain. Uh-huh.
decapitate, rub my bloody ways with both your hands. Come, come, you're so bloody fucking fool. But my brain is too fucking strong.
Amazing. Sit up and bring me with you. If you can kindly remove the vibrator. No. Stay inside me. Are you ready? Are you prepared? You are wonderful. I shall be biting your neck and draining all your blood. You will feel your life force leaving you as you're about to die and perish. You will drink from my risk to be able to take my power. Do you understand? Good. And do not worry. When you awake again, I will be right there, my darling.
Drink for me. Drink. Oh, that's it. That's it. Now rest for me, darling. Close your eyes. Awake. Awake. Awake, darling. I'm right here.
There you are, my mate. Welcome to immortality.